Nolte, Democrat Party's popularity hits record lows. By John Nolte on January 31, 2025. The political party that is pro-open borders, pro-child mutilation, and pro-destroying women's sports has hit an all-time low in popularity, and the far-left Washington Post is all kinds of confused over this. It has been evident for some time that the Democratic Party isn't in a great place, writes the Post. It's somewhat normal for that to be the case for a party after a disappointing election. But the scale of Democrats' problems is beginning to come into focus. And it's both stark and sobering for the blue team. This analysis piece goes on to cite the bad news. A Quinnipiac poll, one of the most left-wing pollsters on the planet, has the pro-child mutilation party upside down by 26 points. 57% unfavorable to 31% favorable. Related, COPE. Kamala gives Democrats a pep talk after devastating 2024 loss. Meanwhile, the anti-child mutilation party, Republicans, are only upside down by 2 points. 45% unfavorable to 43% favorable. Oh, and that 43% favorable is the highest the GOP has ever hit in this particular poll. A poll from CNN, the most leftist pollster not named Quinnipiac, shows the pro-let violent illegals take over apartment complexes party hitting a record low of 33% favorable. That's 4 points lower than in any CNN poll since 2006, reports the Post. And if you expand the dataset to earlier CNN, USA Today and Gallup polls, it's the party's worst since at least 1992. Per the CNN poll, nearly 6 in 10 Democratic-leaning voters say the party needs either major changes or to be completely reformed. Now we get to my favorite part in this inane analysis. Two things are compounding problems for Democrats. One is that they seem to have considerably less fight in them or leadership than they did after the 2016 election. The second is that the Republican Party, having made significant gains with groups like Hispanic voters in 2024, is suddenly looking like a more viable option for voters. Yeah, Democrats don't have enough fight in them. That's the problem. Obviously, they need to call Trump a Nazi more often and block every popular program President Trump ran on, even though Democrats ran on many of those exact same programs pre-Obama. Side note, if this were an analysis piece about record low ratings for the Republican Party, the far-left Post would argue that the GOP must compromise more with Democrats, not fight more. The second one about Republicans making significant gains with groups like Hispanic voters is especially stupid because that's not a problem. Rather, that's a symptom of the problem, but the Post is scared to reveal. You see, the Post is beholden to its left-wing subscriber base, which means it can't tell certain truths without facing a subscriber backlash, which is why this analysis sucks. Related, lame. KJP blames pandemic for 2024 election loss for Democrats. A professional piece of analysis would explain why Democrats are losing groups like Hispanic voters. But when you are a discredited former newspaper losing $100 million per year, no humiliation is too small to hold on to your rabid, left-wing subscribers. Democrats are losing black men because Democrats hate men almost as much as they hate masculinity. Democrats are losing Hispanics because Hispanic voters are citizens no different than any other citizen and disgusted with the open borders the stupid Democrat Party was sure they would embrace. People are people, y'all. And whether you are black, white, brown, Asian, Eskimo, gay, crippled, or Cherokee, and anything close to a normal person, you want safe streets, good schools, what's best for your children, the ability to make a decent living, and hope for the future. What that means is that you don't want what Democrats are selling, which is the following: getting priced out of the American dream, a house. Due to insane environmental regulations and floods of illegals that make housing too expensive. Mentally ill men stealing scholarships, awards, and sports trophies from your daughter. Your child queered behind your back into a neurotic, suicidal, easily exploited sissy. Permanently mutilating and sterilizing kids to appease their trans gods. Exposing kids to sicko drag queens who want to be exposed to kids. Millions of unvetted third world illegals flooding the country. Illegals awarded free healthcare, hotel rooms, and welfare. violent criminals and the mentally ill loose on our streets. Mentally ill men in your daughter's locker room. The CIA and FBI rigging presidential elections. Legal, taxpayer-funded abortion until birth. Everyone judged and divided by identity. High taxes and empty fire hydrants. Merit excluded in favor of identity. A world run by humorless scolds. Gay porn in elementary schools. Eating insects rather than beef. Division over E pluribus unum. Everything regulated but sin. Record high inflation. Big tech censorship. Shithole cities. Shitty schools. Forever wars. Jew hating. Fake news. Kamala. Normal people want nothing to do with any of this. Nevertheless, in an effort to build a coalition based on identity politics, the Democrat Party embraced that list of madness while its regime media propagandized that madness as democracy and Hollywood tried to rewire human nature into buying that madness as normal. The problem with identity politics is that you must build a majority coalition out of people's differences, our shallow differences like skin color, when Americans have so much in common. It works like this. If you try to please the sexual fetishists, you lose Hispanic Catholics. If you try to please the open border loons, you lose those most impacted by the flood of unvetted humanity. If you try to please the anti-Semites, you lose the Jews. If you please the teachers' union by closing the schools, you lose the moms. If you release the criminals, you lose urban and suburban voters. If you oppose school choice, you lose black voters. The Democrat coalition is a Jenga tower. Remove two or three pieces and the whole thing comes down. It is not only the Democrat Party. The legacy media and Hollywood are also in trouble for the same reasons. They allow the far left to infest and dominate their institutions. The results turned off normal people, and the only way to bring normal people back is to become normal again. But if Democrats or the media or Hollywood do that, they will lose the only customers they have, and that's the far left. Thanks primarily to President Trump outsmarting and outthinking them, Democrats and their media/Hollywood allies have painted themselves into an unpopular corner, and it is glorious. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.